Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Hello and welcome to Livewire Markets Buy, Hold, Sell. My name's James Marley. I'm a co-founder of Livewire. And today we are talking about the thing that investors love, and that is stocks on a raging run and upgrading their earnings. Joining me today to talk about stocks with upgrades or upgrade potential, I've got Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management and Simon Conn from Investors Mutual. Now, Simon, we're going to start with you. A relatively new name on the market, Australian Clinical Labs, IPO'd earlier this year, but just delivered a great profit above prospectus upgrade of 30%. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
It's a buy for us, James. You know, Australian Clinical Labs is the number three player in the pathology market in Australia. It's a very strong defensive market, generates good cash, this business. Under private equity ownership, they've actually invested in technology. And I think that's really come to the fore in the COVID period, where we've seen strong volumes. And this company's delivered really rapid turnaround times. And it's also come through in the results. You've seen strong operating leverage where they've generated a huge amount of cash from the COVID underlying volumes. But I think it's also a business that's well positioned to grow through M&A. So whilst COVID volumes will decline, the cash on the balance sheet will position them well for further bolt-on acquisitions, which I think they can really then leverage their technology platform. So well led by Melinda McGrath, good board, and you're really well positioned, I think, in a strong industry.
Roger, Australian Clinical Labs, buy, hold, or sell for you?
Buy for us as well. Some say it's another Sonic in the making. They've upgraded their first half 22 guidance twice in September. And that was mostly attributed, obviously, to the continued strong demand for COVID testing. But unlike Sonic, where underlying testing is flat, ACL have reported a recovery in the underlying or base business. Obviously, Victoria and New South Wales outbreaks have been a big kicker, with revenue guidance upgraded by 10%. And I think NPAT was upgraded by over 30%. EBITDA margins also look like they're ahead of prospectus. And management reckon margins are going to settle around 27%. Now, what's interesting is that there will be in the future some sensitivity to PCR testing, which of course itself is tied to infection outbreaks. But we all know that efficacy drops after 6 months, enough to warrant booster shots, which I think a lot of people are going to forget or not get around to doing. And that means we are going to be chasing our tails with respect to COVID for some time. And so COVID testing is likely to settle at a higher than currently expected level. So overall testing is going to be higher in a post-COVID world. And I think that's underestimated by the market. And so that's why we've got it as a buy.
Okay, great. Roger, staying with you, M&F Group. They had a bit of a patchy period, but the latest result came in really at the top end of expectations and quite a bullish tone from management. Buy, hold, or sell?
It's a buy. Management have finally committed to their Asian rollout. And that's because a couple of things. Number one, the consumer technology, you know, the mega trends in consumer technology that we've all experienced, they demand real-time telecommunications networks, and you've got to connect to that as part of the overall solution. So whether you're working from home or recording a call like this, you're looking for an Uber, those tools need to find a phone number. So in Australia, if you've done either of those two things, you've already used MyNetPhone software. It's taken for granted. It isn't easy. And they do this in Australia, but they've re-engineered their software ready to be exported and deployed in new markets. And that's an opportunity that's 20 times bigger than their current market. So for us, it's a buy.
All right. Simon, MyNetPhone, are you a buy, hold, sell, or do you need to phone a friend?
It's a buy. It's a clear buy, James. It's a great business. I think, you know, they've really refocused the portfolio of businesses they've had. I mean, they've always had a very strong growing wholesale business in there, which is really the B2B. It's not really understood by the consumer market, but they are, you know, one of Australia's leading telcos because they facilitate the transfer of voice over the internet. And as the copper network's been deregistered or, you know, wound down, more and more voice is going through the internet. Got a strong market position in Australia, you know, big service providers to people like Teams, Zoom. We're probably using the MNF software at the moment. We don't even realise it. As Roger's alluded to, the ability to take it to Asia with Singapore being their first launch pad, which are just about to launch, that really opens up the Southeast Asian market where there's no comparable service provider. A huge opportunity. They can bring those relationships that they have with companies like Twilio, Teams, and Zoom, and provide those services across, you know, several Asian countries in time. So we think it's a big opportunity. You know, founder led again by Renee, good board. You know, we think it's quite well positioned for the future.
Okay, buy on MNF. Let's go from tech and fast growth to something which I had no idea was going to see the growth it has, but retirement living and holiday parks, Ingenia. It seems every second park I drive past these days seems to be an Ingenia Lifestyles community. Simon, is it a buy, hold, or a sell?
Look, it's a sell for us, James, just on valuation. You know, Simon's built a really good business. He's done a great job. But, you know, like a lot of reopening trades, there's a lot priced in with this one. And when 50% of your profits come from development, that's not a recurring business for our liking. It's a one-off profit generator. So on over 25 times, we think it's pretty full. And, you know, whilst it's obviously going to have a good summer with people holidaying domestically, you've got to look at the longer-term earnings projection and the development profits that are already baked into that business.
Roger, the latest result from Ingenia was a 30% profit increase on the prior financial result. Did a buy, hold, or a sell for you?
Look, we own it. It's a hold for us rather than an aggressive buy for the reason that Simon mentioned on pricing. Manufactured home estates have been the single top performing property asset class overseas. And in Australia, we've seen Stockland enter the market and Mervac's going to follow suit. The market's been underestimating how long the domestic holidays market's going to be strong for. And we think there's a massive latent profit pool that sits inside those assets that are leveraged to that theme, which is also being underestimated. You know, there are more caravans being sold in Australia than ever before. And nomads are going to, not Greyman nomads, just nomads generally, have to take them somewhere to stay. Now, our channel checks tell us that caravan parks and national park campgrounds are fully booked until the start of next year's school year, so you won't be able to get a space. The other thing that's happening is a residential property boom means the grey nomads are cashed up. They've been selling at record prices, and consequently, they've been paying record prices for manufactured housing estate homes. In Port Stephens, a manufactured housing estate home was sold for $1 million. So it's a proper sea change event, and it's already been driving 10% earnings growth. We think if you combine the fast growth with the high prices in Ingenia's development book and the fact that they've grown their pipeline by 50% in the last couple of years, and they reckon they're going to grow another 50% over the next 12 months, we think that growth, the EPS growth, could exceed 10% in the future. So it's a good hold for us at the moment.
Okay. Roger, I'm going to stay with you. We've asked each of you to nominate a company that you think is a strong candidate for an earnings upgrade. Roger, what have you got to pitch to us today?
Yeah, Macquarie Telecom. We think the market doesn't appreciate how they make their money from selling their volume. They often sell a large part of their available power, if you like, to at a lower price, but they can make just as much money. They can actually double their revenue and their EBITDA from selling the last 10% of the volume at 10 times what they sold the original 90% for. And I don't think that's widely appreciated. So we've got a valuation on the stock of over $100, and its recent weakness gives, I think, us and other people an opportunity to buy it.
Okay. Simon, same question for you. Have you got a stock that you think is a candidate for an earnings upgrade that you can tell our readers about today?
Yeah, look, I think Orica is one that sort of has been underestimated by the market. You've got a new management team who are driving a harder focus on the business. They've put a Minova business up for sale. They're selling land, so paying down debt. And refocusing the portfolio on some of their high-quality mining technology. So clearly mining prices have been good. We're seeing that now come through with mining volumes, but also the other benefit they're receiving is a low Aussie dollar and a high gas price is driving, you know, beneficial pricing opportunities for their ammonium nitrate. So obviously being the largest explosives operator in Australia and in several countries overseas, this puts them in a strong position where they're in strong market positions in those incumbent markets. So you've got a new management team, you've got a price that doesn't reflect the turnaround of the business, you've got volumes coming through, and a leader in the field in technology, which we think that the new management team will leverage are far better than they have in the past.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, they say the trend is your friend. These are five companies with great earnings momentum and worth putting on the watch list for a deeper look. Thanks very much for tuning into that episode of Buy, Hold, Sell. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. And remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel where we're uploading fresh content every week.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.